January 24, 2017, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Watt for Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm dry today.
And we got, yeah, the sun is out bright.
Yeah, we got soaked, man. That was the hardest rain like 20
years.
It
was 4 inches.
Man.
But it helped break the drought, so.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So no, unique getting rain.
No kayak, man. There's so much runoff.
Yeah. Big trash can.
You hear that sound?
We got visitors. That sounds like Spain.
Yeah, Barcelona, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The
Catalonia part of Spain. We've got Kike Bella. And are these the guys from Blood Quartet?
That's right.
Mark?
Yep.
Okay. We heard John Coltrane doing Untitled Minor Blues live 1961. A little fragment there. And then Gravity Pull by Blood Quartet.
Great.
Kike, what's your earliest music memory?
That would be a mix between English punk and of course, you know, children's songs from the television. But my brother used to listen, you know, to punk rock when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say maybe Sex Pistols, this kind of music.
Do you remember the first record that you bought yourself?
Yeah, I would say Dire Straits. Well, fuck off. Yeah, that's the truth.
How old were you?
Yeah, I hate it, but I have
money
to say
for nothing, it's chicks for free.
How old were you?
I am now 40.
No, how old
no.
were you when you bought
when
that?
You bought
how
the
old
Dire
I was?
Straits.
I think I was. No, maybe nine years old, 10, 9.
Okay, did you grow up with music in the house? Did people play?
Yeah, well, not playing, not really, just listening a lot of music because of my older brother and sisters.
Okay, they had big record collections?
No, not the big, I kind of...
No, you're saying your brother and sisters had...
Oh, yeah, they had... Yeah, yeah, especially my brother. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said he was listening to punk records.
Yeah.
Why did you get Dire Straits?
Because of my sister.
Okay.
She's a poshy one, you know. She's kind of... Yeah, she's kind of poppy, you know.
Okay. Do you remember... So nobody really played. They're just listeners, gig goers, right? So what got you into playing?
Again, my brother, because he brought me a bass. Of course, we all had this school teaching, you know, music, which was kind of crap in here.
You're talking
and
about
my brother,
music,
you know, brought
school?
Me a bass. He lived in Italy. And he got this bass from their friends who were in a band called Indigesti, and...
I remember those guys.
Yeah. So I have the, you know, their bass. In fact, this is the one I am playing with.
Ah. So the first instrument you got is what you're still using now.
Yeah, well, I have more basses, but yeah, this is the one I am using, yeah.
No, you still have original. How old were
not
you?
Not like...
How old were you when you got that bass?
I think I was... I'd say... 14, 15 years old.
Okay. Junior high, high school. Do you remember the first song you learned? Or did you start writing your own songs right away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Got
that's an interesting way to answer that. I'm asking you when you first started with the bass. Did you start?
When?
No.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm asking you when you first started the bass. Did you write your own songs or did you try to learn other people's music?
Well, I tried to learn other people's music, but I started playing with a band. also, you know, from the beginning. And yeah, I was, you know, the main composer in the band, yeah.
And what was
not only myself, but...
What was this band called?
Well, it's going to be a nightmare for you to say it, because it's kind of a Spanish joking name. Yeah, it was called Jesucristo Superstar por Casa.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, real short one.
Jesus Christ Superstar at home.
At home, like right. I got a little sense of that. Okay, do you remember your first gig?
The
first gig, probably.
Again, can you say that? The first gig.
Do you remember your first gig?
Now I heard you. Great. I especially remember the first gig that shocked me, which was going to communicate.
Ooh.
And I was 13 years old, and it was a kind of a strange man from somewhere in, I don't know, Norway or... Oh, okay. Air, because we're not sure we're hearing you well, Mike.
Do you remember the
first... No, we cannot hear you. I don't know if you can hear.
Yes, we can. I can't hear, but we can't talk at the same time, okay? I'm just asking you,
okay,
do you remember...
Okay, so, again?
I'm asking you, do you remember the first gig you played?
Yeah, definitely. I do remember.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Okay. My first show was in a town called Terrassa, which is, I would say, 20 kilometers. Yeah, the worst town in the world, somebody say here. It's kind of 20 kilometers away from here. I especially remember we went with the other band. We were playing together with another band. We were friends, and I remember the others going with the skate and the amplifier, you know, up the skate and crossing, you know, going with the train and all that. And I think it was amazing. I think it was an amazing show. Mm-hmm.
So you had to travel far away to play this thing. Now, we're going to play a song We're going to play a song here by Blood Quartet. Where did Blood Quartet start?
Thank you. Wow.
When did Blood Quartet start?
Sorry again?
When did Blood Quartet start?
Blood Quartet start. Hey, Mike, I'm going to speak now. You know who I am, right?
Mark.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. You know who I am? This is my band, okay? It's not Kike's band, it's my band.
Blood Quartet is your band.
So... What?
Blood Quartet is your band.
Communication's really bad here, Mike. Now you're dropping out completely.
Well, no, I ask you something.
We hear like half of what you say.
Yeah, because you keep talking. We got to talk.
Yeah, but we don't hear the question.
Listen, we got to talk one at a time. If you talk at the same time, it cancels out.
I understand, Mike.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm not going to say anything so you can answer.
Yes, Mike.
Okay.
I understand. It's just sometimes you drop out anyway. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens. Okay. I've been doing this a little while. Okay.
Question?
Just try to do the best you can. I want to know about Blood Quartet.
Okay. Blood Quartet started about a year and a half ago. I've been living in Barcelona for 25 years. I'm from New York. And, you know, I was in Mars. I don't know if you know my history.
I know the Norwegian Wave record that Brian Eno did.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we were brought together by a magazine here, a fanzine that was doing a special on, and they brought us together because these guys had their own band called Murnau Bay that was kind of, you know, along the lines, and I said, let's try this. Okay, so we tried it, it went great, and we decided to start a band. And that was the beginning of Blood Quartet. That was about a year and a half ago.
Okay, we're going to play this song called Dragon Tree.
Okay.
Well, can you tell me about that tune?
That song was our first song. We do it as the, let's say, the warm-up, the intro to our shows, to get into the mood, an ambient thing with kind of a cosmic jazz feeling.
Yeah.
And that's how it came about.
Well, let's
listen.
The first
thing we did.
Let's listen. Thank you.
La leche en polvo Nestlé cae coloreando graciosamente el pozo de los excrementos de las mamasitas indias. Los mondadientes de la ONU caen como cómicos misiles sobre los vertederos de ayuda humanitaria del África Negra, encima de la cual el semen de la resaca de anfetamina contra la cara del líder sindical, retratado en una revista de moda dominical. Los daños colaterales, la rampa de los minusválidos, la pista de la discoteca. El fuego amigo es el terapeuta de tu homosexualidad encubierta que también es tu amiga. En el centro de internamiento Elvis Presley y el rey le canta pulmón abierto a todo el Magreb y la Senegambia, eso sí que es audiencia cautiva. Las hijas de los últimos católicos agredidos por menstruaciones abusivas declaran ensangrentados en las noticias. Los gitanos tiemblan, cantan temblando himnos evangélicos en honor de líderes ultranacionalistas. No hay autenticidad en el arte, hay felaciones que hechizan más que la cocaína, nalgas que migran a la adolescencia y estallan en un coche junto a una comisaría. El viento nuclear es mucho más erótico que el espantapájaros de las semillas transgénicas. Los revolucionarios de los ojos pintados besan a cuatro manos un boicot de caricias contra Israel, contra el mundo esclavo del estado del bienestar capitalista, en el patio carcelario, en el vagón acolchado, en la rima publicitaria. En la esquina las prostitutas suspiran por un iPhone, la policía suspira por los nuevos problemas planteados en las revistas de filología, y todos en nuestros pisos de 200 metros cuadrados suspiramos al ver que no somos nosotros las víctimas de detenciones masivas, torturas archivadas, violaciones sobreseídas, ingestas de alcaloides forzadas, fines de semana de harina de soja vomitada sobre souvenirs de Libia, Uganda, Ruanda, Heliópolis, Samarcanda, Esmirna en llamas, tu familia suplicando limosna a los soldados que brindan por las fechorías cometidas sobre el cuerpo inerte y desnudo de tu prima Vicenta, Joaquina, Josefa, Emilia, Martínez, Rodríguez de Cepeda, cualquier número de víctimas civiles, me es indiferente. La paranoia, como una cierva herida, canta como el cisne una canción extrañísima justo antes de morir, y dice así. Sometimes I think of you when the air is cool. Thick fog, a sea of blue, headlights push through, speed through. Main streets and packed into tight seats. San Diego seaside, ocean beach. Do you ever think of me? California breeze. San Francisco's Mission Street with cups of coffee. You kiss me on the cheek and I ride all night. Hands in pockets.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show, we heard Blood Dragon. No, Dragon Tree with Blood Quartet. Now I'm spacing that. Then the 210s with Bama Lama, Bama Lou, Light Brand New Angle. If I Were a Bello, Manlio, Maresca and Manual for Errors, Terracino. Very Be Careful with Los Doses, Cualquiera Numero de Victimas Civiles, Las Victimas Civiles, Fan versus Wild, Negative Scanner, Billions of Comrades, with Moke, and finally, Fly Your Eyes, Blood Quartet. What's that about, Mark? Fly Your Eyes.
Fly Your Eyes is, in fact, kind of a very free version of a Mars song, Tadale, a song from No New York. Without yeah. vocals, but it's coming from that song.
Okay.
And Fly Your Eyes, the name Fly Your Eyes was words from that song.
Okay. Let's talk about your story. What's your oldest music memory, Mark?
My oldest music memory was my Aunt Thelonious Monk for me when I was about 7 years old.
Wow.
New York City. Interesting.
Well, New Jersey.
Ah, okay, close.
Yeah. My uncle was a jazz drummer from Pennsylvania.
Okay. And, he would visit? He'd come by the pad?
Yeah. He was, he and my mother were very close. And he was living in Pennsylvania, we were in Jersey, but we saw each other a lot.
Right.
He bought me my first instrument.
Oh, really? How old were you?
Got me playing. Yeah. I was 7.
And now, did he pick it or did you pick?
He asked me what I want to play.
Okay, you didn't want to be a drummer like him?
It was an Al Hurt song, Java.
Okay.
Remember that?
Sure.
It was like a, New Orleans pop that's made a number one hit with that song. And I used to hear it on the radio, and it made me want to play trumpet.
Trumpet? Oh, okay.
So yeah. That's my first instrument.
Okay, when do you make the move to the guitar?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 16, probably. To play in a band, because I didn't really know what to do with the trumpet at that point, because I was listening to a lot of rock.
And was the
so
trumpet?
I picked. Sorry.
Did you do the trumpet like in school? School music.
Yeah, school band.
Yeah, right. But on the side with your friends, you wanted to do a rock and roll band with guitar.
Never got it out of the garage. Actually.
Never got it out of the garage. So you guys. Did this band ever have a name?
That was the first band.
Yeah, what was it called?
Yeah, the Alley Cats.
The Alley Cats, hey.
The Alley Cats, yeah.
You know, we had Alley Cats here in the Hollywood punk scene. They were from Lomita.
Oh, yeah?
In the 70s, yeah.
Okay. We were doing all versions of, this was 1966. 66, 67, we were doing mostly versions of mid-60s pop stuff, rock stuff, soul stuff, Midnight Hour, Kinks, stuff like that.
Do you remember your first gig?
Well... I guess you'd have to say, I'd have to say my first real gig in a club was with Mars in 7. But before that, I'd done a lot of playing, like down in Florida, college in Florida, and that's where I met Arnold Lindsay and people like that, and we were jamming with Public, but and we're just friends in like the hall, the hall of the school, you know. Weren't exactly gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were playing.
Kind of jam.
Jams.
Yeah. Was your first recording with Mars?
Yeah, that was pretty much my introduction to free jazz and improvs. And then I went to New York and hooked up with, you know, this was in, I went to New York in 74, and like 76 we formed Mars. And that was my first gig, was in Mars exactly 40 years ago.
Wow. 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what brought you to Barcelona?
Well, I was pretty sick of New York by around the mid-80s, because it was already... started coming to Europe. I had a band in New York called Don King at that moment, and we came on tour in 86 and ended up in Barcelona, and I had a great time and met a lot of people here. I stayed a summer here and was starting to play with people here. And then I was going back and forth from New York to Barcelona until 91. I just decided to fucking move here to New York. Becoming the town for the rich 80s. You know? Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was still much cooler than it was still much than it is now, but for me, it was nothing like the 70s.
Yeah, I can imagine. We come to the end of the first hour, January 24, 2017, edition Juan for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. January 24th, 2017. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
You out of the image of everything, this one guy stands out, yet completely obscure at the same time. This balled up, hunched up figure is completely silent. This man contracted into a ball just before the show, and Henry Rollins is chilling, getting ready to rant and rave, take the corners off his stage. His stamp and shuffle, kind of a peculiar howl and twisted shouts of rage, that is Henry on stage, wearing nothing but shorts, an angry punk figure ready to kick ass on stage.
ceiling. An afternoon of waiting till the fog arrives. Waiting till it gets dark. Or evening. He, I'm talking about him. Loose. Sees empty buses. Which stubbornly set off into the city, searching for
they too may embrace the rattlesnake. They too may embrace the rattlesnake. Elliot Coleman said, "The time of nobody and nothing has come." I know the shipwreck is out there, and spacesuit above the sunflowers, but I have no God to pray to before the deep, dark sleep takes over. There might be a hologram at the edge of space indeed to hold. Old captains afraid to sail beyond the seas, tangled in the ropes. I have only one chance to pray to and long for the bodies in my bed, displayed in desperation on the screen, flickering cooperation that have claimed like figurines on my possibilities and way dreams. Nothingness has ever been more profound to the boy on the bike, pedaling into unknown possibilities all over and again each day, obvious, oblivious to the eternal connection of love, beyond the playmates, carrying to him the basic traits of human politics and history, of cheating, lying, stealing, all tattooed once more in the years. To come clinging like lichen to the sea-wrecked hope of shore, if only displayed in artificial form, as parasite, vamp, old whore. I've climbed that rigging and never fell to the hype and prize. I've held on to the wheel alongside the road of progress, like the grass, the weeds, always half beaten down and sorrowful, dandelion pride under the foot of those who walk unaware.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro. She'll start off the second hour with Murnau Bay. Els Amics, Murdunas. Tell me about how this band came together. Kike.
He's the main guitarist and... Oh, yeah. Luis. So here he is. He's the main guitarist and main composer in Murnau Bay.
Hello. Hello, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Luis. So hi. Tell me the story about Murnau Bay.
Well, I started in the guitar alone with using loops and pedals with effects, and I don't know why. Sometime I had to play with me, and well, until now.
Yeah? Okay. You know, I think some of it dropped out there. Okay, you started playing with loops.
Yeah, just and alone.
And then other people And then other people wanted to play with you later?
Yeah, well, I needed to expand the band to find new paths.
Yeah.
To find new music. To experiment with the guitars, and I was using a lot of guitars, trying to change the tunings and, you know, modify the electronic parts, and it was easier if I had someone helping me with that.
So that's when you bring in Kike?
Yeah, that's it. Kike and me were all friends. You know?
Yeah.
Kike. When I played in another. And Kike was here setting shows, festivals. He played in another band, so we knew each other.
Okay.
Mainly met in I was organizing a kind of a festival for new upcoming bands to become more or famous in Catalonia, which is, you know, Catalonia. And I loved the bands he was playing with, but we are a trio, we are three members, and the fifth drummer, which is also here, which is Candid, is the crazy guy asking if he can smoke here around.
Fumare, okay. What's his name, Murnau Bini?
Yes, I agree.
What does the name of the band mean? Murnau.
Again?
I don't know. What does it mean?
Yeah.
In fact, Murnau is an old warehouse located in my hometown, which is kind of near from Barcelona. It's half an hour from Barcelona to there's an old warehouse. Which is completely abandoned from, it's called like that move.
Okay. And so what, you used to practice there?
No, it is a kind of a symbol, because he's not from the city. He lives in this town near Barcelona called Sabadell, so this is kind of a castle near his hometown. And I think it's like an old house and warehouse. He says it's a warehouse from the 16th century.
Okay.
So
a little while ago.
It's kind of a place for imagination, for mixing these Murnau movies, you know. At the same time, this count called Murnau, you know, and this building, you know, perfect for filming these kind of films.
Films, you mean by, well, like, soundtrack?
You know, Murnau, the film director, he made Nosferatu. Nosferatu, you know Nosferatu movie?
Yeah,
Dracula, you know?
Yeah, it's an early version.
Dracula?
Yeah. early version of Dracula.
Yeah, exactly. So it has two senses. It makes, you know, the same word has this Murnau film director.
Yeah.
You know,
and then also the
from the German expressionist. You know, from the German expressionism.
Yeah, yeah, movement.
Castle, and but I think he really doesn't have an idea why he took his name off, really, no?
In fact, Mike, yeah. I had a show at that time, and I didn't have any name, so... But I really didn't care about the name. Yeah. I just needed a name to play.
Sure. Okay, after that we had Joe Brewer doing Henry. Jack Brewer's cousin.
Yeah.
Out of Madison. Then we had King Champion Sounds doing A Foggy Day in Rotterdam. Babes New York City, Brand New, Bike Is Falling Apart. Brother Steve McKay with Tala Madonna's Iokita number 3. MB Jones, demo of National Anthem and Cruel and Unusual. Toxic Mutants out of Cologne, Germany. Attack of the Killer Fungi. That's for Cary Grant.
You got that killer fungi.
Charlie Dwymel with Rattlesnake. Poetry from Cherry Valley there. And finally, El Nen Magique. Murnau Bay. Yeah, both records.
Murnau.
Both records are really different. The ones Kike flowed with.
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with them being different.
Yeah.
One a little more experimental.
Well, Blood Quartet, the second one, because it, I think it has to do with the age also, you know, because it's, you know, we were on the 30s doing, you know, Murnau B, and it's just the three of us, which is more rock.
Yeah.
And with, it's, of course, you know, with Mark, we are... Cunningham, we're learning, you know, to create new music, but sometimes it's more quiet in a certain way. But although it's very distorted, you know, it's kind of aggressive. We, you know, to do, you know, music without how do you say that?
Distortion.
No, harmonia, the sense harmonia, no, without harmonies.
Yeah.
Dissonant.
Exactly.
Word, yeah, we use the word dissonant.
And, exactly. And in both, I think that there is this aggressive, transgressive, transgression, you know, feeling in the end. Yeah. But definitely kind of a heavy, high, up rock show from the beginning till the end. That's what we do in the shows. And with Block Quartet would be more know what's gonna happen, you know?
More chance.
Yeah, it's more there are these parts that we made the jamming this jam and but you know there's also this rock tension, you know, behind it, and it's you know there are some songs that Mark plays the guitar. But we don't know, you know, the tune. So it was just like, okay, we're going to play the next song, but we didn't know which was the note to play with. And that made us nervous. And it was all, you know, this very strong, you know, in the back for us.
So you're saying there's more improvising in Blood Quartet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So not as predictable. You don't know until you're doing it. How's it going to be?
We create the songs up, playing them.
In the moment.
Either if it's going to be a very good or that song.
Okay.
I like the aggressive transgression.
You know very much about
transgression.
No? Mike.
Yeah. We're going to listen to Brother Matt now with his spin cycle. Thank you so much. We'll get right back to you.
Keep it loosey-goosey, sort of.
Cool.
Hey there, Kike. Let's ask Brother Matt why he did what he just did to us now.
Because I couldn't do what I wanted to. Savedra's in the house.
Right.
Hey.
Hey, happy new year, everybody.
Thanks for joining.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You at the gig Saturday.
Yeah, man, it was so good Saturday. Beautiful art, beautiful, unusual people, and
also, big guilt's put on you for not coming by and visiting us.
Yeah, I did feel a little adolescent for like a short second there. It was like your oldest uncle telling you that he had caught you with your dirty rag and you better not leave it on top of the bed. You put it underneath so your mom don't find it.
That's right.
It was pretty, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Something like that.
Yeah, sort of. Those kinds of feelings. But I'm better now. I'm here.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you aboard.
Welcome. Excellent work. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you. Who was the man? It was Jet Czar.
Yeah, killer art.
Who was one of your students, right?
Yeah, he was one of my kids, and he just grew up to be like
big time.
An amazing, crazy artist. If you guys have an opportunity, you might want to check. I like to paint monsters. It's all about Chet's work. And then just follow him, chetsart.com.
I like to paint monsters. That's the documentary.
Yeah, I like to paint monsters.
And who made it?
Mike Correll. Mike Correll.
Mike Correll.
Yeah, one of his buddies.
Right, right.
Right-hand man. Excellent.
When my buddy
Chet said he was going to send me one. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, 2017, January 24 edition, Watch for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. January 24, 2017, it's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to retell that story. Good people, we started the third hour off with the fucking machine not going, okay? But I did play Electric Kitat and Bateria. Murnau B.
Bateria. Candy. Baterista.
Oh, that's right. Not Italian. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So this story of Mojave. You woke up one morning. Yeah?
Yeah, I woke up one morning. And yeah, Luis, because it's his song, you know, had played to me the day before. So, and I then, with that fucking song, I then with the rhythm, you know, with the rhythm of, yeah, I don't know. So this is what is recorded.
I mean, you had a dream.
Yeah, I had a dream with the fucking drums and the fucking song. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know I've been to Mojave. I've been to Mojave.
Yeah, Peachy Bob. Okay, but have you guys ever been to the Mojave?
Yeah.
You've been to California.
I did the song while traveling in LA and to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
With the guitar.
What year?
Like 5 years ago, something.
Yeah. So yeah, I-15. I know that route. And so you crossed the Mojave. Okay. I was just interested because I thought California when I saw that word. What's the next plan? Is Mark still there?
No, he has to go because he had to go. He didn't feel very well.
Sick?
He had this. He's sick.
Okay.
So we are in this.
It's very cold now in Barcelona.
It's cold in this building. So he had to leave. He said he was. It was a shame and apologized.
No, I understand. I just want to know what was the next plan for Blood Quartet.
Is we received first we are going to be touring, and presenting the show. Are also recording a set that is released by Mark and in California. It's against your. Marvelous, and I'm being sarcastic with this new president. We know the fortunes. We're doing a song for that, and we are grand for being in this place. So we are supposed to develop a project with some of the artists in here. So we're going to be kind of busy.
That's good.
This next month.
What about this song, Moments di Magia?
Yeah.
This song, Moments di Magia Artificial.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luisa?
That means MMDA, which is, I don't know if it's the same in the States. He's
rave dancing.
That
ecstasy,
artificial moments.
Okay,
you know, it speaks about that.
MDMA, special moment.
That drug.
Okay, let's listen.
Staring at the computer screen, losing the will to carry on. Get me out of this redundant mess. Humans are getting time bombs. I could be doing something else, but no one will give it a chance. No, I'm left or right, I'm cold, that's just. Resources Department of the UK. Time not to take it personally, and to keep giving the job to someone else. There are over 2.5 million unemployed people in the UK. It's hard to see how this is effective human resource management.
Watch for Pedro show. Last music for this edition. We're now B. MDMA. Moments de magia. Artificia. That sounds like fake magic. The moments of fake magic. Then we had some stuff from...
That would be the translation, yeah.
But I didn't realize the acronym there. It's okay, though. Then we heard some stuff from Ben from Mr. Susan. He's flown me a bunch of stuff from South London. So we got a Fuck Jar with I'll Get My Coat, Dang with Low Longs, a Creature Box with Charismatic, Zad with Human Resource Management. Yeah, keep making that noise, guys. Perfect Cluster with John Wayne, DieX with I See More, and finally, The Last Mistress, Murnaubee. What's this Last Mistress?
Yeah, that one foot.
It is a cover of Bobby Head's Kim's Garden.
Kim Gordon.
No, Kim Gordon. Yeah. It's
supposed to be the last mistress.
Bobby Head's project, but it's a free version.
Yeah, Bill Nance and Kim Gordon. Yeah. So what do you think about covers when you do a cover of a free tune?
Yeah.
It's hard to fuck it up, huh?
What do you think about covers, no, you said?
Yeah, but covering a song that's free music.
I always listen to this kind of free music, so it's the same way I feel when I'm playing. So I like to do covers, but playing with the same feeling of freedom that I experience when I'm playing always the guitar.
Ah, okay. Like reinterpret for yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of, legit.
Tell me about right now the scene, you guys, like you're going to do this project. What's the scene like now for a band like Murnaubee Blood Quartet in Barcelona?
The scene is, we are in a this age. There is a new Mike, we're running out of battery. I hope this wouldn't. We get. So the scene here, it's how do you say? There is an empty space between the older generations and the new ones. We would say that we are kind of the new ones. And there are a lot of very good and interesting bands, but still not many referential places. So it's an exciting, a lot of cool and interesting bands, new ones, you know, going to this without, you know, coming from...
Coming for what?
It's a battery theory.
And we're moving in a different, you know, constellation than the other one, the experimental guys, you know?
They're
now in their 50s and 60s and 70s.
Right. You say a big problem is venues?
Well, I would say there's no referential venue yet for this.
Okay.
You know, I think we need just one thing, and that would be it. Yeah, there are venues, but people is not going to see shows, you know, in the city of Barcelona. But that doesn't have to do. I'm not saying this because of our scene.
Do you know the guys in Familia Miranda?
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
Sure.
They're friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you consider them part of your scene?
Well, they come more from the punk hardcore background. I think, we are connected with them. We are more linked to the noise rock scene, you know, not only, I wouldn't say hardcore, you know?
Okay.
So it's, like they're more from the 90s hardcore scene in here, although they are from South America, but right. They live in here.
Chile, right?
Yeah, Chile.
Yeah. Good cats. They help me out a lot. Look, if somebody younger...
they're so nice. They're nice.
Kike, if somebody young, just getting into the scene, what advice would you give them, Kike?
To travel and do not take very much into account what they see in their social networks. Just, you know, follow the records and the lyrics and the books better than following the trends in the social networks and all that.
Stay away from the social networks and, do research?
Well, not staying away, but not follow especially that.
Okay.
You know, not only,
investigate art for art.
Yes, exactly, through physical things, through labels, through people. Get out of the house and experience and go to see shows and play with people. That's what I think.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Barcelona band right now?
Wow, Barcelona band.
For me, probably a band that doesn't exist now, but they were playing for the last 10 years at least. They were called 12, and they recorded two records with Steve Albini. And they were very good. They were a jazz noise band, a lot of impro as well, and now they split the project like 4 years ago or so.
And for me, I would say it's a band to see, very exciting band, and now we have them there. They're on the door next to us. It's called Za, Z-A, Za.
Za.
Which are similar to, Za. They're similar to Thu, the Italian ones.
Yeah.
But I
Massimo.
Then it's a band to see live, really. They're super, super exciting. Yeah, I would say Za,
Okay, I got to check him out. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show and wish you all the luck. Fortunos, suerte.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. And keep on keeping on. And remember.
Keep on and let's keep the contact, Mike.
Yeah. And
Bye.
Send me the new music.
We are missing you.
Send me the new music from Blood Quartet.
Okay.
And Manru.
Sure.
We will. Thank you, Mike. Hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Here. Around.
All right. It's been the January 24th, 2017 edition of Walker Peter Show.
Bye.
It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Keep your powder dry.